The well-kept secrets of Canadian banks are being exposed. Confessions of an ex-banker reveals all the tactics that banks and investment firms use to make millions in hidden fees by selling products that they wouldn't even buy for themselves. John Callis, ex-banker, certified financial planner for almost 20 years, and whistleblower, has witnessed it all, and he is sharing it with everyone. You'll learn investment strategies that your advisor doesn't want you to know, how to eliminate thousands of dollars in hidden fees every year, how to negotiate the absolute lowest rate for your mortgage, how to get the highest interest rates for your GICs, and much more. And now, the host of Confessions of an Ex-Banker, John Callis.
All right, thank you everybody for joining me here again on Confessions of an Ex-Banker. My name is John Callis. I'm a certified financial planner here in Montreal for the past 20 or so years, and I own and run my independent financial planning firm called Merit Financial Planning. So it's been a few weeks, actually. I think it's been maybe 3 weeks since the last time I did an episode. Sorry about that. Basically, my day job got into the way. I'm working on quite a few plans for clients right now, and most of them are business owners, and it really takes a lot of time. And when I get into one particular client, for example, I really spend a lot of time with the financial plan, because it's very time intensive, and it's very difficult for me to get out of the mode of working on a client and then doing a show like this. So please excuse me, it was some time, but we're going to get through the six steps that I promised you here on the Unbiased RRSP Advice Corner, and we are at part three right now. So a little quick recap. What we've done so far in part one, we made our RSP contribution, and we made that contribution in an investment that's very liquid, something that we can change anytime we want, and something that doesn't earn any kind of return at this point. But we basically parked our RSP contribution so we can figure out what to do with it later. Step two was we talked with a financial planner, or we pretty much got together with a financial planner and created a financial plan. That plan basically shows us a few things, shows us three things actually, and that is how much we need to save for our retirement goal, how long do we need to save for our retirement goal, in other words, when we expect to retire or when would be our optimal retirement date, and basically what rate of return we need to earn for our investments to reach our goal. And today I want to talk to you about what types of investments that we need to have to reach that rate of return that we should be earning. So I'll give you investing 101 right now, okay? There's basically only three categories of investments that are available to you. If we leave real estate out of the picture, for our RRSPs, there's basically three categories, and it's very simple, and pretty much all investments fall under these categories, okay? So category number one is what we call cash or liquid investments. So this is the type of investment that I suggested that you make your RRSP contribution with in step one. So cash means anything liquid, anything that we have access to, that we can change. There's no maturity date. There's no ups and downs. It's basically very, very safe and very, very liquid. Types of investments like that these days are earning, you know, likely less than 1%, but that's a type of investment that we're going to have our money for the short term, okay? So that's one of three types of investments. The second category of investments is safety, meaning guaranteed investment certificates, GICs that we're able to get at the banks, bonds that the governments offer, provincial bonds, federal bonds. These are the types of investments that we can get from an investment firm that your advisor or your planner might be able to get for you, or that you can get yourself at a discount brokerage. So this second investment, basically, the characteristics are low rate of return right now, but your capital is guaranteed. So you can lock in your money for a year and you'd get like 1%, 1.5% perhaps, or 2 or 3 or 5 years. Government bonds offer 10-year maturities and 20-year maturities, 30-year maturities. Nobody would be advised to go very, very long-term right now with guaranteed investments. But basically, that's the second category of investments, and that's safety guaranteed investments. The third category of investments right now are basically being owners of companies, whether it's the convenience store down the street that you own, or, you know, 100 shares of Apple or IBM or BCE or banks. You're basically becoming an owner of businesses. Now, this third category is the category that's most volatile, or probably the only one that's extremely volatile from time to time. And what that basically means is, you know, your $10,000 investment today might be worth $8,000 a month from now, or 2 months from now, or 3 months from now, or a year from now, or your $10,000 investment might be worth $12,000 next year. So investing in equities is somewhat complicated because of the volatility. And there's certain stocks that are less volatile than other stocks. But generally speaking, this is the part of your portfolio that you will be having some big ups and downs with. So now the rate of return that you need to earn will dictate how much money you need to put in each of those three investments. So let's say, for example, you've determined with your financial planner that your rate of return to meet your goals, or as far as retirement is concerned, is, let's say, 6%. Now, to achieve that 6% rate of return, the only thing we can do is look back and say what type of portfolio in the past has achieved a 6% rate of return over the long term. So your financial planner should be able to provide you with numbers that show the type of portfolio that you need to be building to reach that rate of return. And you can look back at the numbers and you'll see that, as an example, a 6% rate of return can be acquired or can be achieved, or has been achieved at least in the past, by having, let's say, 10% of your money in category one, which is safe investments, cash, liquidity, and let's say 40% in category two, which is safety, like bonds or GICs, and category three, which is investments in owning companies, like the stock market, for example. The most important decision that you'll make as an investor, is how much of each of these three categories do I need to invest in to achieve my goals. Now, let's say, for example, that based on your financial plan, you worked out with your advisor that you need an 8% return or a 9% return to achieve your goals. Well, now you're getting a little bit out of the range of the realistic range, I call. And, you know, to earn a 9% return for your portfolio, you'd pretty much have to go into 100% of your money in equities. Now, some people do that, and I don't mind that at all, depending on how clients will react to volatility. But just remember that if you do go 100% in equity and you're very well diversified between Canadian stocks, US stocks, international stocks, smaller companies, bigger companies, so on and so forth, then expect your portfolio to have a huge volatility bracket, let's say, over a 1 year period. So if I look at a chart that I have, it's called the Andex chart, very interesting chart that shows rates of returns of different asset classes over many, many years. And you look at a 1 year volatility of a portfolio that has 100% stocks, well, your best case scenario in the past has been as high as 50% rate of return. So your $10,000 became $15,000 within 1 year. On the other hand, the worst case scenario, the worst we've ever done if we had all our money well diversified in 100% stocks, is minus 50%. Now, are you able to live with such volatility? And when you start accumulating significant sums of money, like in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, I don't know how many people want to see their $500,000 portfolio go down to $250,000. And this happened not very long ago. In 2008-2009 period, markets went down pretty much 50%. So if you're very close to retirement, you're a few years or 4 or 5 or 10 or even 10 years away from retirement, well, having your money in 100% equity is quite risky. I wouldn't recommend it. But it all depends on how you feel about volatility. And your financial planner plays a very important role in showing you what the worst case scenario and what the best case scenario of any portfolio that you choose, or any portfolio that you need to create based on, again, your goals and based on the rate of return you need to earn. Now, to give you some perspective again about volatility, I mentioned, you know, your portfolio can go up or down by 50% over a one-year period if all your money was in stocks. Now, if we look further down and we look at the five-year period for stocks when it comes to volatility, what happens is the best five-year period that we've ever had when it comes to investing only in stocks is about 28% over 5 years. Now, that's a pretty good rate of return. That's 28% on average per 5 years. The worst case scenario we've ever had for a five-year period is minus 2% per year. So as you can see, volatility really goes down. The one-year return, again, the best case scenario was actually a lot higher than what I thought. I'm just looking at my chart. The best one-year rate we've ever had is 86%. Positive, imagine. And the worst case scenario was minus 40%. So over 5 years, that volatility goes down. Minus 2% is your worst case scenario, and 28% is your best case scenario. If I look at a 10-year period where I had my portfolio very well diversified, but only in stocks, the best 10-year period has been about 19% per year. The worst 10-year period has been plus 3%. So this shows you that as volatility, as time goes on, as we look at bigger time periods, volatility tends to shrink. Now, if you look at a balanced portfolio, so let's say 50, let's say between 40 and 60% of your money in equity and the rest in safety, a one-year period for the volatility for a one-year period of a portfolio like that was best case was plus 60%, worst case was minus 25%. So again, big volatility, even if your portfolio is well balanced between safety and growth. If I look at a five-year return for a portfolio like this, the worst case scenario was 0%. So it's safe to say, or it's actually reality, that in the past, the worst five-year rate of return that you've ever had for a portfolio that's been balanced between safety and growth, or GICs, let's say, in stocks, has been 0%. The best five-year period for a portfolio like that was 25% per year. So as you can see, it takes a lot of advice to figure out the type of portfolio you need to create to earn the rate of return that your portfolio needs to achieve your goals. So this is the most important decision that you have to make to figure out how to invest your portfolio between the three asset classes that I mentioned earlier, between cash, safety, and growth. And this is something that a qualified financial planner should be able to help you with. So that's it for part three. And I hope you found it interesting. And if you have any questions, as always, you can reach out to me. You can send me an email at john.kalos, K-A-L-O-S, at meritfinancialplanning.ca, or you can always give me a call. All my coordinates are on my website, which is meritfinancialplanning.ca. I'll be on again very soon with part 4 of 6 on the unbiased RRSP advice corners. And always remember that money is a good thing, but it doesn't come with instructions. So get yourself some good quality, unbiased financial planning advice. Thanks.
You've been listening to Confessions of an Ex-Banker with John Kalos, brought to you by Merit Financial Planning, where our certified financial planners are helping Canadians keep more of their money every day. Applying what you learn in this show will save you thousands of dollars every year and give you an insider's look at the strategies that the most famous investors have been using for years but have been hidden from you. To find out the exact amount you could be saving right away, call us for a free consultation at 514-819-3370. That's 514-819-3370. Or visit us at meritfinancialplanning.ca and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn.